To think, now I may be able to see my children have their own families one day. Bless you, Kina.
'Twas nothing. Just good medicine.
Where will you go now?
To the east. I took a walk a couple weeks back, and I think I saw something I can help with.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
I might just take you up on that.
Please do. Godspeed, Kina.
And to you.
Good morning, Minister.
Morning, Daisy. I hope to see you in the congregation today.
I wish I could, but as you can see, I'm right in the middle of hanging the linens to dry.
Don't hesitate to interrupt service. Your work ethic is admirable, but it's important to reflect on why we're here as well.
Of course, Minister. I'll be there as soon as I can. If only someone had warned me what running an inn would be like before I married Peter.
Yes, well, you know where to find me, and you are always welcome. I'll say a prayer for your Peter. May he rest in peace.
Thank you, Minister.
Oh, Mrs. Gray, how are you?
Fine.
I'm starving.
Right, how about some ham and eggs with beans and bread?
Skip the bread. Something's off about it. Have me seeing stars.
Certainly. I'll have that right out for you. Oh, hello. Are you looking for a room?
I am.
Follow me.
What about me breakfast?
It'll just be another minute, but I promise it will be worth the wait.
I'm telling everyone in Essex about this service.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the recommendation. He'll be getting an extra slice of ham for that. Right this way, dear. Kina, was it?
Yes.
Well, Kina, this is where you'll be staying. We have a bathing room down the hall, but you need to tell me in advance when you want the tub filled. Oh, and of course, our privy can be accessed through the back door, downstairs in the dining area. Oh, I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Well, I have no questions, but if I do...
Yes, if there's anything you need, I never stray too far. Just ask and I'll be happy to assist you. I hope this crow isn't nesting outside your window. Shoo!
No, it's all right. It doesn't really bother me. In fact, I rather like animals.
Let me know if it ever becomes too much. I have a brilliant bird-swatting broom downstairs that does the trick.
I will.
I'll leave you to settle in.
Thanks. Now, let's see what Rockwood Cove has in store for me. The Fool. Of course, a new beginning, but... a new innocence as well. Interesting. The devil. A dark authority. Huh. Suppose I'll be on my guard. Death. So, a rebirth is in store after all. That is quite a hand.
Settle down, settle down. The lot of you. Now, as you all know, it's time to get serious about what we plan to do with these crops. They loom quite ominously over our harvest. Over the coming weeks, I expect full attendance, so we may work together at these town halls to truly nip this in the bud, so to speak. Any ideas thus far? Ah, Kina, is it? Welcome.
Oh, thanks.
Well, Kina is staying at the inn. So word has it. Why don't you stand up and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, actually, I'm a bit of a horticulturalist and agriculturalist.
Speak up!
I came from just east of here, and I noticed your blight while I was walking. I want to help. I've treated it elsewhere, and I know it can create a nasty illness if consumed. If someone would be gracious enough to provide me with a square foot of field... I would be happy to show you what I can do. And of course, I recommend avoiding all food with grain in the meantime.
What about beer?
Anything with grain.
Silence! I know for a fact that won't leave us bone dry.
Yeah, wine.
Calm down.
The sooner I have a volunteer, the sooner I can get to work.
You can start with mine, Kina. I'm Grace. I must admit, I'm a bit desperate. I own a farm not but a mile up the road, and after my John died, I'm afraid I haven't been able to keep up as well as I'd like. My wheat has these sickly black... Well, I'll suppose you'll see.
Thank you, Grace. I'll be there first thing in the morning.
Ah, so they didn't eat you alive after all.
No.
Good.
Chop up, love.
You know, people are usually pretty tentative about newcomers here. If you've won them over already, that's quite an accomplishment.
Well, that's always the way with small towns. People don't want to hear clever words and watch a fancy pitch. They want to see results, and they want to hear a clear plan.
It doesn't sound like this is your first time doing whatever it is you're doing.
No, it's not. I travel from town to town, offering what help I can. I've had plenty of practice.
That's awfully mysterious. But I don't mean to pry. I've just never seen a woman on her own quite like this before.
I don't mind. People tend to be so disinterested in my stories that I don't bother telling them anymore.
Well, I'm interested.
It's a sickness. It's been spreading in this area of late, and if consumed, the symptoms are quite startling. Visions and convulsions and the like. I'm a bit of a plant expert, you see. People know how to sow the land, but not how to cure it. We're taught how to harness nature for our needs, but not how to tame it when it fights back. Takes a gentle touch.
And who taught you a thing like that?
My mother and my sisters. I've been around plants and remedies my whole life.
Here, let me pour you another. I've never left this little town. After I inherited this inn, I haven't seemed to find time to get away.
That's an awfully big responsibility on your shoulders.
It is. I dream about the day I have someone who can help me run things around here.
Sentiment I understand very well.
I bet. I'm sure it gets lonely on the road.
I must admit, as I travel, I also prospect for a place to settle.
Well, if you ever want to settle down and run an inn with a washed-up old maid, you're always welcome here.
I'll certainly keep it in mind. Absit omen. Let omens be absent. Fortis in arduis. Strong in difficulties. Igni frok. With fire and iron.
Agatha, what is that strange light coming from across the street?
Oh, from the top floor. Could be a candle. But I've never seen a candle burn green before.
Neither have I.
Oh, not again.
Tell me you didn't have bread today.
No more than you.
Well, stop eating it for now, dear. Come, lie down. It'll help.
No, let's sit here a little longer. I'm quite enjoying the breeze.
Okay, love. A little longer.
Good morning. You're early.
Yes, I quite enjoy sunrises, and I didn't want to wake you.
Please. I'm a farmer. I always wake at the crack of dawn.
It's rather straightforward anyway. I'll do one lap of your field's trimming, and then it's best to bury it. The disease carries in smoke.
Right. Well, let me see my kids off to school, and then I'll be back to help.
There's no rush.
Help yourself to breakfast if you like. I don't know if you've eaten, but there's a little bit left, and I always clean up once I get back anyway.
You do it all by yourself?
Yes. I don't know how. John got sick. And I wanted to curl up and die right there with him. He was the light of my life. But I love these kids too. So, so dearly. I just take it minute by minute, hoping the next will be better. That's all I know how to do. But if they broke a plate, they are dead to me. I'm joking, of course. I'll be back.
Hey, Here I draw the Triskella in the dirt, and upon it I place a shard of aventurine for prosperity, a shard of onyx for protection, and a shard of tourmaline for strengthening body and spirit. With this gentle breeze, these earthly stones, this flame, and my potion, I call upon the elements of air, water, fire, and earth to cleanse this field and family of misfortune, bringing with it abundance.
It's looking better already.
I believe I should have you sorted by the week's end.
Good. I miss bread. Oh, Judge Peters, hello. What brings you my way?
My trial ended early and I was craving a walk. So I figured I'd head this way and see how it's all coming along.
Very well. We've been truly blessed by Keena's arrival.
Good, good. Are you done for the day then?
Yes, but picking it up first thing tomorrow morning.
Come, I'll walk you back to the inn.
Yes. Good night, Grace.
See you tomorrow, Keena. Good night, Judge.
Good night. I hope you're enjoying our sleepy little town so far.
Yes, it's quite lovely.
You know, I've been here for almost 10 years. Back home, my kids were grown and moved out, starting their own families. And then my wife died of apoplexy. I couldn't stand the empty house anymore, and obviously a few other things about that life. But now, I enjoy a quiet night in, writing to my children. This town has healed me in many ways. I hope you, in turn, can heal it.
I believe I can. Pardon, but you're no longer haunted by the past. That's quite a feat.
Yes.
When I visit a new place, it's a fresh start. I find it somewhat sad, but perhaps there's also hope in it.
That's what Rockwood Cove has been for me. Hopeful. We're a community, but we're also a family.
That's very sweet.
Perhaps we can walk again tomorrow.
If you like.
I would like that very much. Good night, Keena.
Good night, Judge Peters.
There she is. I heard it went well.
But I just got back.
Word spreads fast around here. For a job well done, the first round's on the house.
All cheers to that.
Not you. Ooh. Keena's first round is on the house because she's cleaning up this place. What have you done lately?
That's still yet to be seen.
But seen it will be. Now, tell me everything.
Not much to tell. You simply remove the infected area, plant by plant, bury it, then treat the entire crop with a sort of preventative concoction.
Why not burn it?
The smoke seems to make the blight worse.
I see. Whereas if you bury it, it should just become compost.
Exactly. Typically pretty harmless that way.
Interesting.
Is it? You're the first person I've met who's asked me questions about it.
I think it's fascinating. Or maybe you're just fascinating when you talk about it.
I don't think so.
I do.
Let's call it a day, Keena.
With the sun setting, I suppose we should. See you tomorrow, Grace.
Oh, looks like I made it just in time.
Hello, sir.
You can call me Judge.
Yes, sorry, Judge.
I'm joking.
Oh, of course, Judge.
No, seriously.
Yes, Judge.
You can call me Andrew.
Of course, Judge Andrew Peters.
No, I mean, oh. You're joking now.
Yes.
A good one, Keena.
Thanks.
Oh, before I forget, at Town Hall tonight, you'll start with presenting your findings thus far.
Of course. I'd be happy to provide an update.
I fully treated a section of the field which is now ready for inspection. With Grace's permission, I'm now able to invite y'all to examine it for yourselves. The spot in question is the corner closest to the road, the northeastern corner. In case you don't know what you're looking for, the blight appears as little black beads on the plant. If you don't see it on the crop, that means it's working.
I check back regularly on the crop for at least a week or two to ensure that there's nothing out of the ordinary. Please do the same. That way, if you'd like to hire my services, you could do so confidently. But that will also give me enough time to finish working with Grace. Any questions?
When are the crops ready for harvest?
Great question, Daisy. The safest route is to just keep monitoring the crop and use it as carefully as you can throughout the season. At the first sign of symptoms being convulsions, visions, or any sort of extraordinary physical reaction, one should alert the community at large so we all may take necessary precautions.
Sounds like the work of the devil to me.
Mm-hmm.
Minister?
I don't say this to alarm anyone, but visions, convulsions, does that not sound like the work of the devil?
I'm glad you said so, Minister. In my previous experiences, divine intervention has been crucial to curing it. Or perhaps exorcise it. Now, I don't believe there's anything to fear as of yet, but prayers are just as important as my work. This will take all of us.
I suppose I will need to revise this weekend service.
On such short notice?
Dire circumstances require immediate action.
You heard them. Your prayers are needed more than ever. Yes?
Keena, I'll inspect your work first thing in the morning. If I am satisfied, I here and now make it clear to the rest of you that Keena is hired to tend to my fields next.
Oh, and then me.
And then me.
Hold on. I will draft a timetable. We will respect the claims thus far, but if interested, sign up. No need to overwhelm the poor girl.
Thank you, Judge. That would be very handy. And although I'm happy to attend to all fields, anyone who wishes to begin the process on their own may accompany me tomorrow, and I will teach you how to remove the infected areas. I know how valuable growing time is, and I'm not trying to hoard my knowledge. Unfortunately, though, the spray I use is far more complex than what I can teach. I took years of mastering it myself.
Any further questions or comments? Lovely. Dismissed.
I didn't know a shy girl like you could get so impassioned.
I just want
everyone to... Keena, well done.
I'll meet you back at the inn.
Oh. Okay.
You were fantastic. I didn't know you knew so much about farming.
I've spent my life studying plants.
I would never have guessed by looking at you. I mean... It's just that you're very pretty, and while I appreciate taking walks with an attractive young woman, I also quite enjoy when she has something to say.
Does nothing, just information passed down from generation
That's
to
generation. Have dinner with me.
It's quite late, Judge.
Andrew. Not tonight. Perhaps tomorrow.
Oh, I see. I suppose dinner would be lovely.
Until tomorrow, my dear.
What are you doing in here?
I just came in to sweep.
I didn't say you could enter my room and look through my things.
I didn't say you could practice witchcraft in my inn.
This craft, my knitting, is what is saving this town.
This knitting could get us killed. It's the devil's working.
You don't really believe that, do you?
We may be friendly, but we are God-fearing folk. If they find out what you're doing, they will take us both in the night and hang us.
I'm more afraid of what happens when it's left untreated. I've seen people go mad. It's a bloodbath.
Helpful or not, this knitting can't be done here. I can't be associated with this. You have to leave. Now.
No one will find out. No one ever does. I am discreet, and much what I do is routine except to forms of treatment.
I found out.
Daisy, I know you're scared. I understand why. But if I don't help, if I don't use my knitting, people will start having fits and visions, and that leads to people burning on the stake anyway. Whether I'm here or not, they could burn you alive. I've seen it happen 12 times. I'm here to help.
I'm here to save you all from preventable delusion and illness and death. If you kick me out, you plague this town.
You can leave the inn without leaving town.
This town has nowhere else for me to go. If you kick me out, I must leave for good.
Stay with Judge Peters for all I care.
Don't be disgusting.
He plans to make you his.
Yes, well, that's not part of my plan now, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
No. God. No.
I don't have anything against what you're doing here. Or your knitting. Truth be told, I use the inn as an excuse to avoid church. It's a bit much for me. But what choice do I have but to play along? And, perhaps against my better judgment, I do trust you. You clearly know what you're doing, or at least more than anyone else here. I'll keep your secret, and you keep mine, okay?
Your secret?
Lock the door from the inside when you're here. Lock it from the outside when you leave.
I will.
There, like that.
I know how to lock a door.
You're so beautiful in the moonlight. You're practically glowing.
That's what happens when you charge your water by a full moon.
I don't know what that means, so I'm just going to kiss you now.
All right.
There's that strange glow again.
There's no glow, my love.
I'm telling you, there's a strange glow. And there's a strange figure in there. It's the devil himself!
That's not the devil. That's two people.
Do you practice magic with your family, then?
I come from a coven of witches. For a time, we lived peacefully together in the woods with other families who practiced.
I'd love to meet them someday.
They're all gone. The blight hit the area hard and people lost their minds. I guess they needed someone to blame. And although we were very secretive, the town did know about our magic. My mother sent my sisters and I away in the middle of the night. We ran in different directions as fast as we could. I came back a few days later, but...
I'm so sorry.
I guess I don't know what else to do but try and stop it from happening elsewhere.
Agatha, everything! Let go of the cake, dear.
Is everything okay, Minister?
Yes, Kina. Agatha and I have made the decision to clear out our pantry. I've had quite enough of these disturbing visions.
Sorry to hear that. Once cured, it'll pass.
We're praying for your work to prove successful. I'm also determined to bless the entirety of this cursed town throughout the night. Devil be gone!
I would offer to help you, but I must be on my way. Judge Peters has been kind enough to invite me to dinner tonight, and I wouldn't want to arrive late.
I understand. As the French say, bon appetit.
Well, merci. This chicken is delicious. Thank you for making it.
You're welcome, Kina. I assume it's been a while since you've had a home-cooked meal.
Well, actually, a lot
of
times...
The potatoes aren't too soft?
No, the softer, the better, I suppose.
Good. My late wife was a fantastic cook. No matter how hard I try, my dishes cannot compare.
She sounds like a lovely woman.
She was. I miss her dearly. But you don't want to hear about her, I'm sure.
No, I don't mind.
Well, I'm happy you like it. It's not often I cook or have guests over.
I'm glad you did. I actually wanted to talk to you about something.
Oh?
As I'm working, I've noticed that the amount of produce grown is disproportionate to the population here. I assume there's often food waste if the bounty is plentiful.
Yes, I would say that most years, there is some food that goes to waste. Like you say, We just don't have a big enough population to consume it all, so we put what we can into storage. It is what it is.
I suppose I'm asking your permission to present an idea at the next town hall to distribute the food so that none goes to waste.
What would this proposition be, my dear?
There are communities in the area that aren't so blessed. I would suggest a public event where this disposable food is free for anyone to come by and pick up, or perhaps for a low cost if necessary. This not only serves our fellow man, but it creates bonds and associations with those around us. Then if Rockwood Cove is ever in need, this community can reach out for others for support.
I admire your spirit, but I cannot let you pitch this idea. Thank you for sharing it with me in private first. Now, how about dessert?
I'm sorry, but you've given me no explanation as to why. What could possibly...
We can't just let anybody into this community. Taking our food for free and overstepping boundaries, it's ridiculous.
It's building trust. It's donating food that will not be eaten otherwise.
Your kind heart is admirable. But I'm afraid people take advantage of opportunities like this and use it against you. While they come to take our food, they might as well have a look around my valuables.
Simply lock your door.
That's not how we do it around here. I know that to you it sounds like a good idea. But we work hard for our food. We've earned the right to do with it what we please. I know this is outside of your comprehension, and that you think you know all there is to know about your little plants. But this is about protecting our community, and history will show you that commingling is a risky business.
I respectfully disagree.
Enough! Enough of this talk, Keena.
I suppose...
I've had enough! Now, let's have dessert.
Now let's have dessert.
That's awful!
Yes.
I have no doubt he considers that romantic tension. By now, a proposal is imminent, so you better get out of Rookwood before your Mrs. Keena Peters.
Only if you come with me.
And be a witch on the run! Right. A knitter on the run.
Exactly. Knitting together. In a little cottage, deep in the woods.
You mean, I would knit too?
If you want to, of course.
Teach me something, right now.
Okay. Let's see, Get brew. Grab a handful of partridge berries from my satchel and toss them in. Perfect.
What is it?
It's what I spray the crops with.
But what's in it?
Little bit of this and a little bit of that.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Can't give away all my secrets.
Then how do I actually learn? Is there a spell book I need to read?
There's a book, but it's essentially for taking notes. It's individual to each practitioner. It's not an equation, more of an art. That must be my familiar. You don't mind, do you? She likes to sleep inside.
No, that's fine.
You can practically see the whole town from here.
That's the beauty and the downfall of Rockwood. I think I'd like to come with you tomorrow.
I don't actually do that stuff with people around, you know.
Yes, I know. I still want to see how it's done. It'd be nice to get out of my inn for a day.
That's why I love you.
Oh. Do you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't mean to say that.
No, it's okay. I mean, you said it very soon, but it's very endearing.
I'm so embarrassed.
Don't be. Having a pet raven is far more embarrassing.
Crow.
Exactly.
And it's not a pet.
Right. Not a pet. It just follows you around and sleeps in your room, and sometimes I hear you talking to her at night.
It's not embarrassing. One day you'll have one too.
You're right. It's not embarrassing. It's humiliating.
Stop it! Good, you're catching on. Now take what you've got in your basket, dig a hole, and bury it.
Hello, everyone. What a merry lot.
There's finally some hope for curing this disease.
Yes, a job well done indeed.
A job done, exactly. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. Don't hesitate to ask.
I must check on that. Good night, everyone.
Whew, I thought the inn was tough. But when the sun beats down on you, it makes for a very long day.
I spent my day aligning a troublesome youth with sweet justice. Hard labor always does the trick for petty crimes. Thankfully, it also gives some of these farmers an extra hand.
That's...
Minister Hughes spent all day on that cake. Valuable resources wasted. The youth of today have no concept of morals, let alone pride, to steal someone's cake. I just cannot fathom why it's worth it.
Which reminds me, Kina, dinner will be a bit late tonight, because, well, I was here with you.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I'll help you prepare it.
No, no. You wash up and relax. Consider it payment for the lesson.
Or you could give me payment for the lesson.
I could, but...
I just turned invisible.
Pardon, Judge?
I hope this isn't some sort of retribution for me vetoing your idea.
I truly have no idea what you're talking about.
I was the one who first paid you notice. You seem not to remember that now that you're the most social person in town.
Of course I remember, Judge. 'Twas last week.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I refuse to allow you to pitch your frankly dangerous idea at the town hall. And I'm not stupid. And I will not be manipulated. I trust things will be back to normal tomorrow. Excuse me, ladies.
He sounds like he's eating the bread.
It's not funny.
Then why are you smiling?
Kina, there you are.
Minister Hughes.
Word has it your test was quite the success. Everyone's in agreement. So tomorrow, we celebrate. After you're done at the farm, clean up and put on your loosest dress. We're having a feast.
Oh, wow.
Perfect time to clean out our pantries. Once we start to sow the crops again, we'll need the space.
That's exactly my thinking. And now we have reason to do so. Mrs. Gray, have you heard? There's to be a feast.
Have you ever been to a feast before?
Of course I have. You light a fire in the woods, get naked, and stuff your face with the meat of your enemies.
Oh, you're joking.
Yes. I may not be from around here, but I'm not a hermit.
It's probably a blessing. You always add too much seasoning to your cakes.
Yes, well, perhaps the next time if we want cake, we'll bake it together.
That's a good idea. I can stop you from leaving it on the sill to cool.
I did my best, Agatha.
I'm merely prodding at you. I know you did your best. I appreciate it. I do.
Well, I don't know if it's even worth bothering. I'm still seeing the green light from that window.
Me too. Lord, give me strength. It's not the food.
It can't be the devil. I've blushed every corner and crevice of Rockwood Cove.
There's no other explanation. Something strange is happening at the inn.
Take my hand, Agatha. Let's pray.
This shall last you all season, but be sure to stay vigilant. If we miss anything, it can and will spread once more.
Well, I appreciate this, Kina. You saved me and my children.
That's nothing. I'm happy to help. If you ever need an extra hand, just ask.
I will. Now, I know it's not much, but the kids and I made you something.
Oh, that is so sweet. Is that me?
It's supposed to be, yes. A little dolly of potpourri. but all we had was scraps of cloth and some dye.
No, it's perfect. Thank you, Grace. I love it. Tell the kids I'll miss seeing them every day.
There you are. Hello, Grace.
Good evening, Judge. I best be off. The children laughing always leads to the children crying.
Well, thank you again. I'll treasure it.
See you tonight.
Speaking of which, I'll save a seat beside me for you. How does that sound?
Okay.
Do you have a dress picked out?
Daisy said she'd lend me one. I'm afraid mine are all dirtied.
As I suspected. Well, I wanted to give you something special for the occasion. But of course, something practical. I think this ivory ribbon will suit you beautifully.
That's very lovely. Thank you, Judge.
Andrew.
Right, Judge Andrew.
Okay, I get it this time.
Okay, one second.
This is so tedious. Frankly, it's more work than fun.
Hush. This is the first night I haven't worked in a long time. If you ruin this for me, I will ruin you.
I promise I won't ruin it for you. If you don't ruin my favorite part.
Okay, and what's that?
Avoiding Judge Peters at all costs.
Good luck. He always gets what he wants.
And what about what I want? He seems to have no interest in that.
Well, no. That has no benefit for him, so he sees it as more of a hindrance than anything.
Lovely.
There you
Kina,
are, my dear.
There you are.
You made it! Good evening.
I came up with some questions for you.
Of course.
It was agreed.
I will happily be your company tonight, Judge.
No woman should proposition a man. Where's your propriety?
You're right. I have no idea what I was thinking.
Welcome, everyone! Tonight, we give thanks for the glory of God, for it is because of him that we have food on our plates this night, and it is because of him that Kina has come to reveal the devil himself hiding in the shadows. Let us pray. Lord, bless this food and grant that we may thankful for thy mercies be. Teach us to know by whom we are fed. Bless us with Christ, the living bread. Lord, make us thankful for our food. Bless us with faith in Jesus' blood, with bread of life, our soul's supply, that we may live with Christ on high. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Kina, if you please.
Obviously, I do not wish to see y'all go hungry, so I will keep it short. 'Tis by God's grace I happened upon your rye that fateful day. And while I dislike to see y'all suffer, I am grateful to have been brought here to serve. There's a Latin phrase my childhood minister taught me. Bono malum superate, concilio et labore. Overcome evil with good by wisdom and effort. That is my guiding principle, as I know it is yours. Thank you all for welcoming me and having me at your generous feast here tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Minister, I don't recognize that man Kina is sitting with. Is he one of your parishioners?
I've never seen that man in my life.
That's because he's a poorly farmer from Cape Ann. He and I came over together on the ship.
How interesting.
Yes. Very nice fellow. In fact, if you excuse me, I should say hello.
Quite.
I'm glad someone in need could join us tonight.
Hmm.
Come to think of it, I do wish we had invited more outside of our community. We've been blessed to have enough food to last us until the next harvest, and not everyone can say the same. It's a shame we didn't think of it sooner.
I don't understand. You're on your feet all day.
In sensible shoes, yes.
These are very sensible. They're just not 10 years old like yours are.
Keena, there you are. Please, let me walk you back. There's something I would like to discuss in private.
I'm so sorry, Judge. My feet are blistering in Daisy's shoes, and I cannot bear company at the moment.
You must. You gave me your word to sit beside me tonight, and you did not. Does your word hold no weight?
I spent the meal teaching, and it took longer than anticipated. Unfortunately, this must wait until
morning.
That's
not good enough.
It will have to do. As I said, I must rest.
Did you not hear me? That's not good enough!
Let go of me!
You don't tell me what I can and cannot do.
Get your hands off her, now!
Fine. Go. But you'll regret this. You'll regret how you've neglected me thus.
That was not my intention, Judge. My feet hurt, that's all.
You can't even say my name. I see what you are now. A succubus!
That's quite enough. We're leaving, and you better not follow us.
Or what? That's right.
Take the night off.
I can't. I need more of the potion to spray the fields tomorrow. Plus, this calms me. I can't just go straight to bed after getting yelled at like that. That fool has got me all worked up.
Okay, well, let me help.
You're incredible.
You're incredible.
What is that green light? What are you up to in there, Keena?
Good evening, Judge.
Mrs. Hughes? Minister?
You know, we see that strange green light almost daily of late, but we've cleaned out our pantry. We stopped drinking the ale, and there's simply no explanation for it other than...
We only started seeing it once that young lady came to town.
You never mentioned this to me.
I've been hard at work, trying to protect us from the devil himself.
Yet the devil is right here.
We just need to show her the way, that whatever she's doing up there, with Daisy, it's a sin. But that doesn't mean it's not too late to be saved.
With Daisy? No. That is greater than sin.
What can be greater than sin?
Witchcraft!
Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? I need to know where I should start working. Where is everybody?
Silence! Silence! I know these claims are serious. And I know we've all become quite attached to Keena while she's been here helping us. But this is not just a strange green light. And it's not even about the predatory relations with another woman of our community. We believe this to be witchcraft. So, please tell us now if you have seen anything. Anything at all. We need to understand the depth of this case before we seek the appropriate justice. Yes, Grace.
I didn't think anything of it at the time, but now? It all makes so much sense.
Tell us.
Oh God, my children. She couldn't have hurt my children, could she?
We can't say for certain at this point in time, Grace. I'm so sorry. With the amount of time she spent at your farm, it is a possibility. But we can only help if you tell us what you saw. Then, once we know, Minister, you'll be able to rid us of this evil?
Yes, of course, Grace.
Like I said, I didn't think anything of it at first, but I found these strange symbols and stones in the dirt. In my field. You don't think she's cursed me, do you?
I think it is possible.
I can't lose my children, Judge. Not after I've lost John. They're all I have. Please. Please! I'll do whatever it takes.
We will protect your family. I promise you that. I regret not speaking up the moment we saw that putrid flame.
Minister, perhaps in the meantime her farm can be blessed again.
Yes, immediately.
And Minister, humour me. What do you think about the possibility of redemption? I mean, now that children are involved in the devil's plot.
I fear it is not possible, no. Certainly not when children are in danger.
Then there is only one solution. We must hang
Kina for witchcraft. No, 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 no.
Shh. It's okay. It's me. We have to go. Our light is fading fast. See that burnt down house ahead? We should set up for the night there.
They have horses, Daisy. It's a miracle they haven't caught us already.
We've walked all day. We have to eat sometime and we need to rest. Look, the fireplace is still here. And we're at least somewhat protected from the elements. We're not going to find a better spot than this.
Okay. But we take turns keeping watch.
Of course.
When you said you wanted to leave town with me, this is not what I had in mind.
Oh, you mean you aren't always driven out of town with pitchforks?
I'm always careful. I don't know how they found out.
From what I overheard, people were seeing strange lights from your window. It doesn't help that Judge Peter's pride was so hurt. I'd supposed he'd do whatever it took to get people to turn against you.
Right. As if it's my fault. I tried to stop it. Now who knows how many innocents will be burned at the stake. It's all for naught.
You can't think of that now. We just need to lie low. Then maybe we can come up with a new plan.
And how many will die while we wait? I am a healer. I am a protector. I can't sit in the woods and let people die. I am duty-bound to do whatever
duty
it takes
bound to... Duty-bound
to
what?
By what's right.
How are you going to protect these people 3 years from now if you can't survive today? You don't have to have all the answers right this second. You simply need to keep going. I brought some cured pork and some potatoes. It was all I could grab. That's what we're eating.
I don't know what I'd do without you.
You'd be in a river somewhere trying to catch fish with your bare hands. That's what you'd be doing.
Well, I do know how to make a lure. Living in the wild is my specialty.
Clearly, because town life is not.
No. Daisy, wake up. I fell asleep.
That's okay.
Come on. They could still be anywhere. Keep searching.
It's too late. They're here.
They'll spot us if they get any closer. Run!
I hear something. This way.
Daisy, where'd you go?
Just keep running.
We see you. Surrender now or we'll shoot.
Fine. Don't shoot. I surrender.
No, 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 no.
Hands behind your back, Daisy. I need to tie you up.
Where is Kina?
I don't know.
We know you're with her. She can't be far.
We split up last night.
We heard the two of you running just now. Don't try and fool us. It will only make things worse for you. Look around. She can't be far. Daisy, tell us where she is, or you'll be tried as a witch alongside her.
I told you, I don't know.
We have reason to believe she has cursed members of our Rockwood. Perhaps she has cursed you too. But if you don't give us what we want, then there is no discussing this. Magic is of the devil's making, and it will not be tolerated, for it will be our demise.
And yet here is the devil himself looking down upon me from his high horse.
Let's chew! Every damn spring...
I don't see her, Judge. She's gone.
That's all right. I'm sure setting Daisy aflame will draw her out.
The woman I love is much smarter than that.
We'll see. Come.
The woman she loves. This little cave better have some stones I can work with if I'm actually gonna save her.
Gather round. We have work to do.
And what about Kina? Where is she? She has crimes to answer for.
We don't have her, but trust me. She'll be here.
Barite for healing energy and dissolving blockages. A piece of petrified wood for safety and common primal urges. And, fire. No matches. I guess Flint will have to do.
That's enough wood. The sun is setting, so it's time to tie her up. Grace, gather the town.
Yes, Judge.
You know, I always liked you, Daisy. I don't want to do this. If you just tell us where she is, then... then I can help you. That's it. I just want to help. But we can't trust you unless you... Stop it, damn it! This could be a passing moment in your life. It doesn't have to be the end of it. Such a waste of your beauty.
If you really cared, you'd just untie me.
You know I can't. She's all set.
Good. Once the sun is down, we begin.
Here I draw a tiskele with oil upon my fingertip and place petrified wood, barite, and sprigs of maidenhair fern representing the wood, stone, and earthly components of this tine. Igni luceo uro. With fire I burn. Shine. Well, Judge, it appears that you're right. When you don't lock your door, your house is quite vulnerable.
Minister, please. Before we begin... lead us in prayer.
Psalms 34:17-22. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be
fire,
broken!
Fire.
It's her. I'm sure of it.
Forgive me. I must check on my children.
Go. Everyone grab a pail. We can still save most of our homes if we're fast enough.
Kina! Come out and face us! No more of these little tricks!
Everyone start here, quickly! My home is engulfed.
It's me.
You can't be here.
Neither can you.
Okay, I'm free. Come.
Meet me in the small cave just east of the house in the woods.
Kina? No.
Daisy, I'll be fine. Trust me.
I can't lose you.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Go. Go, go, go. Ugh. On! I will not die here!
Agatha, hurry! They could be anywhere!
Hurry? To where? We've lost everything!
We started a new life when we came to Rockwood Cove. We can do it again!
Except the witches got away and they're likely to seek revenge on us. They'll stop at nothing to track us down.
Then we will fight, or we will flee. But I will not leave your side, okay?
Okay.
Come, there's no time to waste.
I shouldn't have left her there.
It's a lost cause. We must abandon Rockwood Cove or we die.
Where? Where do we go?
Anywhere.
I invoke the power of Bete Memori. Blessed memory. or should I say lack thereof?
Good morning, Rose. The usual breakfast, please.
Yes, Judge.
Please, call me Andrew. Can you get me started with a roll? My stomach's been grumbling since I woke up.
Yes, Judge.
Andrew.
Yes, Andrew.
This tastes different. What have you put in here?
I bought some supplies from this poor mother of two, who has been struggling to sell her rye, so she told me. It wasn't the prettiest crop, but it gets the job done. Judge? Are you okay? Judge? You're convulsing! Judge! Judge!
I saw something.
You fell off your chair. You must have hit your head.
You've done something to me.
I swear, I haven't...
Witch!
How are they doing?
The fever has calmed. I believe the entire family will survive after all.
Oh, good. That's wonderful.
Your cooking certainly helped.
Well, Doctor, I think your magic potion had a little more to do with it.
Yeah.
No, I know what you're thinking. Stop it. You did all you could.
If I had only stayed in a room on the other side of the inn, it would have worked. It'd all be different. And maybe we wouldn't be living in a shanty in the woods.
Or maybe it would have been exactly the same.
It's just...
What?
I heard a rumor.
No,
that...
you promised me you were done.
But isn't it worth trying something else? We could sneak over there at night.
And get caught.
Or we could sell the potion.
And get caught.
Or if we combined our spellcasting, we might be powerful enough to do something long distance.
I'm listening.
I don't have anything in mind right now, but perhaps we could transform our potion into a cloud and let it rain down over the crop.
Which would maintain our anonymity if we're at a distance.
Undetected. Yes. It would just have to be subtle enough that we could look like we're simply out for a stroll in the event someone unexpected is nearby.
But that means you'll also have to finally teach me everything you know.
I'd be happy to.
It's a deal?
Tis.
Oh, hello. Where did you come from?
Welcome to the coven, Daisy.